York is not the first state to pass bail reform.
Bail reform?
From Buffalo to the tip of Long Island to discuss bail reform.
Why bail reform was needed.
There are also disparities based on race when it comes to the average bail set.
Jerome Wright spent 30 years in prison for murder. Since his release, he has advocated for prison reform. He says the consequences can be dire for someone who cannot afford to post bail.
You lose your job and all of this because of what? You know, for something that's really, like I said, innocuous. And that's what the whole bail reform movement is about.
According to a 2018 study by the Partnership for the Public Good, the current bail system unfairly impacts lower-income defendants and people of color who sit in jail awaiting trial if they cannot afford the high cost of bail. The same report noted 64% of Erie County inmates are in jail pretrial and have not been convicted of a crime. But there are some who are concerned the new laws will have an adverse effect on public safety.
Our concern is the domestic violence case where the husband beats the wife, the vehicular homicide, the robbery in the second degree where we have to chase down and catch a robber.
That's Niagara County Sheriff James Voltor speaking at a news conference in November with Western New York law enforcement members. Officials from across the state held simultaneous press conferences decrying the reforms. Voltor says the legislation was signed by Governor Cuomo without input from law enforcement.
I certainly think we can do a lot of work. We just want an opportunity to sit down at the table and say, hey, we are the ones in the streets. Give us a say in what you're going to do.
The police are asking for a one-year moratorium on the new laws, but criminal defense attorney Rebecca Towns says public safety concerns about eliminating pretrial detention are unfounded.
A study by the American Economic Review showed that being held in jail while waiting for your trial makes it more likely that 2 to 4 years out, you will be committing new crimes or unemployed.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn is ahead of the curve. For the past year, he has instituted the same bail policy in Erie County, which is to become law across the state. From September 2018 to September 2019, there was a 40% decrease in the population in Erie County jails. While Flynn believes the statutes are too narrow, he doesn't see any real problems with the law moving forward.
From an overall big picture standpoint, it's going to be fine.
However, the early reform rollout in Erie County has yet to be embraced by judges. Allie Ingersoll of Investigative Post recently observed a series of arraignments in Buffalo City Court.
There were more than 40 cases on the docket. The ADA did not ask for bail on the majority of them. Only one of them really qualified. And the judge imposed bail on all but two.
Under the new reforms, judges have to go on the record to explain their reasoning for setting bail. Reform advocates maintain the new laws add greater transparency to a system which has long preyed upon the poor and people of color. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.